and then they get nailed.
Well, and sometimes they write a novel about mindset.
Nice.
I'm trying to segue.
No, it's all right. He is trying to introduce somebody who is going to be with us for the rest of the hour, and that is Steve Sadler, who's been with us before here on the Internet Advisor. Steve, thank you very much for being here.
There you go. Oh, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
I'm sorry for taking a little time to talk about this, but I think you've been around the digital world long enough that you know how important this is.
Yeah, most definitely.
Now, you have gone from being an inventor to being a writer. Let's talk about some of the things that you put together up to this point.
Are we talking about technology?
Yeah, technology.
I started in engineering many years ago. I kind of got out of that and started into the internet world. Made some social media applications for just sending simple messaging to Twitter and Facebook and that type of thing. And then we actually built some e-learning tools, which are used by some large corporations for anywhere from, simple training all the way to, full corporate training.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but recently we kind of moved into the broadcast world. We have a system called Buzzcast, which it actually sends out media, music. We have an agreement actually with Vivo for sending out music videos for distribution.
Mm-hmm.
So we dabble in all kinds of different things. And the book actually it was never ever supposed to be a book. It just became a book. And
it's your second book, really.
Yeah.
And very different than the first.
Yeah, the first book was a self-help book, a little bit of history about myself.
Exposure to closure.
Yeah,
yep.
And it talked about social media and how to use search engine optimization and social media to be able to get exposure for your businesses, right? The second one was more like a piece of technology that I thought would be really cool that if I could invent it, but when I started looking at it, I'm like, no, this is never going to be able to be invented, by my company, but maybe in the future if there's enough money put behind it.
Right.
And so I decided to make it into a story, and over the last year I put about 60 to 70,000 miles back and forth between Detroit and LA, and while I was on those flights I just started writing, and the story kept growing more and more and more to the point I was like, wow, I've got something going here. So this is the first of three books that I want to write.
Mm.
and there's a unique character in it.
So tell us a little bit about
the book. Is called Mindset is the name of the book.
Correct. The mindset actually is kind of like a headset, so kind of like what
we're
wearing.
Yeah, it's a device
now.
That you invented.
It's a device, right. It's Bluetooth. And basically what it does is while you're typing on your phone, it's looking at your thought patterns, right, your brain waves, and it's recording whatever you typed or matching whatever you typed to your brainwave and recording it in the database. So
it's learning.
It's learning, right.
It's kind of like a key logger.
Right. I equate it to when I used to program robots, where I used to move the teach pendant around and I'd self-teach those positions. It's doing the same thing. You're teaching it, but you don't know it. So if I was to buy the device, it'd give you a script. I'd be typing it out, and it'd be, learning those words. So the next time that you type them, it actually would appear on the screen.
Oh.
Right. So it actually reads your thoughts.
So this is then a device. You know something, Steve? Before January 21st,
mm-hmm.
This would have been unthinkable. But then Microsoft comes out with this thing called HoloLens, and the world is going gaga, because this is a pair of glasses mm-hmm. that exist now that you can put on. You can see the world around you, but you can see these kind of holographic, it's not holographic images, but they're out there in front of you, and you're able to manipulate some of that. So suddenly, what might have seemed fantastic and unbelievable, unthinkable in terms of practice, you're seeing now, mindset must seem then to be something that maybe is a lot more practically close to hand.
Yeah, I mean, if you combine that with those EEG caps that they're putting on people's heads now, and they're moving, things around on the screen.
Yeah, and the gamers are using them too, I guess.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I guess there's several companies that release them for video gamers, right?
Well, before 1900, if you had told somebody that you could whisper on this side of the world, they could hear you on the other side of the world, you go, no way. Right? But
right.
We know how to read radio signals now, radio waves. Well, these are brain waves. When is it going to be really possible to actually read brain waves? It's just a matter of time.
We're going to talk more about this kind of delving into the potentials of technology with Steve Sadler here, who is both an inventor and an author, as we continue.